humanitarian situation here in Yemen remains extremely worrying, and in certain areas of the country, it's nearing a catastrophe, because Yemen was always already a so-called protracted humanitarian crisis, and this has severely aggravated since the escalation of the conflict end of March. We are now more than 5 months into this war, and the conflict has resulted in a surge of humanitarian needs. In the beginning of the year, out of 25 million Yemenis, some 16 million were in need of some form of humanitarian assistance. That was some 60%. Now we are at 21 million. Some 80% is in need of some form of humanitarian assistance, be it food, access to water, access to medical care. So 4 out of 5 Yemeni is dependent on external humanitarian aid. These are staggering numbers.
The needs are growing, but the problem is you cannot reach the people in need with the humanitarian assistance right now under the current situation.
Well, that is indeed one of our big challenges. So in the face of these staggering needs, you need to act, you need to respond as a team, which we are trying. But if the conflict continues, it's extremely difficult to get the aid supplies safely transported to the people in need of it along front lines, along checkpoints. So that is one very challenging situation. You need to negotiate with many parties, with the parties on the ground fighting, but also with the coalition forces in Riyadh. You need not only to ensure these convoys and this transport being safely delivered to the people, you need access to the people who are often trapped in war zones.
The UN has warned that the acute malnutrition in some parts in Yemen has reached critical levels. What does that mean?
That means that you don't know if you have a meal the next day. That is, you know, I mentioned the 25 million Yemeni, some 13 million are what we call food insecure. They don't know whether the next day they have a meal. So that's half of the population. Now, amongst these people, we have children. We have now 1.8 million children who are suffering from some form of malnutrition. And it used to be last year 0.8 million, 800,000. We have 1 million children more. We did a lot to get these numbers down, but in this conflict, in this situation now, it's only going up. So that's extremely worrying.
Mr. Van der Klauw, update us on the humanitarian efforts. Any new operations or convoys to reach people in need?
Yeah, we continue, of course, all the time to work. We need, of course, to prioritize because we have limited means and staggering numbers. We need to address the extremely vulnerable where the needs are highest. So at the moment, for instance, that is in the city of Taiz, the third city of the country, which is a theater of heavy fighting, and where the city is being blocked off from any assistance from outside, where within the city, the hospitals had to close down, the water pumping systems had to stop for lack of fuel, where the people could not get out of the houses or cannot get out of the houses to go to distribution points for food or domestic items. So we have been negotiating with all the parties on the ground involved in the conflict and also with the coalition forces in Riyadh to ensure that we can at least now bring much-needed medical, food, and other forms of aid, domestic items, by trucks to the city of Taiz, but then also, very importantly, within the city, that we are able to distribute goods, that the people can go out to the distribution points, that we can bring the fuel to the water pumping systems, that we can reopen the hospitals, that we can supply them with much-needed medical equipment. So this has cost us 10 days, and hopefully today now the first set of joint movements of trucks has gone off. But it still it shows how difficult it is to negotiate all this. It takes days and days with the parties because you work in the war zone.
The Security Council is holding consultations today, Thursday, on the situation in Yemen. What is your message to them?
The most important one is that this conflict has to stop, and the only solution therefore is a political one, a negotiated settlement. Humanitarians cannot step in where political action is needed. We can never solve the problems of Yemen. Second, the humanitarian needs are extremely high, even if today the conflict would stop. We need to address this extremely impoverished population, the lack of access to lack of functioning basic services. And that means that it's not only humanitarian aid which has to be poured into the country, it's the resumption of commercial imports, because this country, Yemen, is dependent for 90% of its paper food, for instance, of imports by vessels.